We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Yesterday, we answered the question, what do I have to do to be saved? Now that you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are going to need some help living your new life. Yes, your new life. Now that you've accepted Christ, you've passed from death to life. You've gone from being spiritually dead to spiritually alive in Christ. Now you have the third person of the Trinity living within you. Yes, He, the Holy Spirit, lives in you. In John chapter 14, verse 25, Jesus, speaking to His disciples, says this, "These things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Jesus was answering Judas, not Iscariot's question. Judas had said to Him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest to us and not to the world?" Jesus would manifest Himself to the disciples by the Helper, the Holy Spirit. This would happen at Pentecost. After Jesus had been crucified, buried, and rose from the dead, He entered a locked room, showed His crucifixion wounds, and ate and drank with the disciples. Jesus spent 40 days between His resurrection and His ascension, giving the apostles confidence to present His message. Jesus repeatedly promised them that God would send them His Spirit. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus shares with them that they would receive the power to be His witnesses. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, the Holy Spirit arrived. The answer to Judas' question arrived as closing tongues of fire and set upon each disciple, giving them the power to witness to each person present in their own language so that they all could hear and understand the witness of Jesus Christ. Now that you've accepted Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Go out today and be a witness of the goodness of Jesus Christ. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.